What's happening, iRockers? Craven from iRockRadio.me right here with you. And I am so excited to reach over here to the phone lines because I've got a special guest sitting on hold right now. On the phone with me now, I got Kyle Pfeiffer from the band Black Light Districts. Kyle, how are you, my man?
My man, I am doing good. Freezing here in South Dakota, but you know, we're rolling hot, and it's good to come on the show, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here. And secondly, is it negative? Or are you in the positive?
Well, we're back in the positive now. We just did New Year's Eve, and everything was like 10 below here, and finally it's starting to warm up. So I never thought 30 would feel warm, but you know what I mean.
So you got your shorts on today?
Well, I don't know about that yet.
Shorts and sunscreen, right? All right, man. Well, I'm going to kick you here a few questions. First of all, the band formed in 2002. You were 12 years old at the time. How'd the band form?
Well, right. You know, and it's always weird when I see that, like, online and stuff, and we even have that on our page and stuff. It's just that me and Roman, we basically just started jamming around that time, and this is literally, like, the only band I've ever been in. So we kind of, you know, we started at playing coffee shops, and we were awful, dude. But, you know, we started playing, and over the years, man, things just progressed, and, you know, locally, then regionally, and, you know, now all over the country and Canada and stuff like that. So it's pretty amazing. You know, it's all about the dream and the passion you have. I guess as a youngster, I got into like Ozzy and all that kind of stuff. So just kind of organic, you know.
All right, so Kyle, the band forms, and obviously you said you got dreams of being a rock star. At the age of 12 is when the bug bit you. How supportive were your parents in you following your dream?
Well, I actually grew up with my grandparents, and they were very supportive, man. They helped us out. I mean, we would jam in the basement, and, you know, my grandma would be at the top of the stairs yelling, "Turn it down," and blah, blah, blah. So they were always really supportive, and everyone's parents have been pretty supportive of this because, again, we're from a pretty small town. So once you start, you know, getting some attention, I guess, you know, it's kind of like known everywhere in the town and stuff like that. But they were always really supportive. And, you know, we probably couldn't have done it without them for sure.
All right. Well, doing some research on yourself, my man, you're not just the lead vocalist. You got a little producing there on your background. Which role is more satisfying to you? I mean, I'm sure being the lead vocalist is amazing, but it's got to be pretty cool to be able to kick it in the studio and be able to produce on the side as well.
Yeah, for sure, man. They're really two different things, but, you know, like you said, being, like, you know, on stage and up front is always, you know, that was the original, you know, thing I always wanted to do. And then, you know, over the years, you know, we went into many studios, recorded with many of, like, the top producers and stuff like that, and all that stuff really interested me. So, you know, again, over the years, I started, you know, getting equipment here and there, and really everything's all on the computer nowadays. But yeah, I like to produce the stuff and mix everything. And it just gives you a lot of freedom versus being in a studio when you're on a budget and a time limit and things like that, to where now we can really do whatever we want and, you know, make it sound how we want and do it on our terms and stuff like that. So I definitely love it for sure.
All right. Well, when you're writing music, Kyle, and I have tried, and dude, I can barely write a poem or a sentence. All right. Where are you pulling that inspiration from as far as songs like we're getting ready to play here with Cold as Ice?
Well, you know, it can vary too. Sometimes it can start with like a lyric idea, or for example, Cold as Ice was a song just of all music. We didn't have any lyrics for it, and we had it sitting around for like over a year. And then it's one where it's like, okay, we're recording. I pull up some old sessions, and there's Cold as Ice. It wasn't called that at the time, but it was like, okay, so we kind of start feeling that, and it can really come from anywhere, you know, like experience. I mean, I don't want to bore you with all the cliche answers here, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you know, Cold as Ice is, it was actually written about a radio promoter that I thought was a douchebag. I'm sorry.
So it's a song about me. I like that.
No, but no, it could come from anywhere, man. And sometimes it's like party stuff. Sometimes it's like real serious, you know, stuff. And it's just all across the board. And I think that's the best way. And versus drawing inspiration from just one subject, you know.
What was it called originally?
You know, actually, this was Cold as Ice from the very beginning.
Okay.
And it's funny because, you know, a lot of people, when the song first came out, you know, always mentioned the Foreigner song of the same title.
Yes.
And it's just funny because the, you know, I actually remember writing the song. And so, like I said, we had the music done. So I kind of just go in the vocal booth and just start, like, riffing ideas, as we call them, just kind of saying whatever. And Cold as Ice just seemed to fit, and it just stuck, man.
All right. Well, we're going to play Cold as Ice right here. I'm on the phone line with Kyle from Black Lake District. This is their new latest album, latest drop there from the album, Cold as Ice, on iRockRadio.me.